Make it drop for rhythm, drop for rhythm. Don't stop for rhythm, stop. Gotta come over here, let me know your name, your name. Whisper in your ear, don't play no game, no game. Come chill with the brother that wanna be a lover. That's the pro when the covers in the photo rain. Stop playing, 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 playing. Sexy thing, you are the one to blame. Have a one-on-one party, show to use a holly with a mocha latte. But I hope you say won't get too quick when I stick this. Can't take no dick, so I lit lit. I'ma take my time and just slow grind. She said, real woman, fuck you.
Fuck battle, baby.
Fuck battle.
Fuck battle, baby. That real world make a world. Better, baby.
Sweat. Oh, yeah. Fuck battle.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck battle.
Shot and make it. Pop for real. Pop for real. Gon' shake for real. Shake for real. Make it drop for real. Drop for real. Don't stop for real. Stop for real.
Where the world who in love with a real nigga? Don't play with a real nigga, stay with a real nigga. Kick back with a real nigga, have a little drink, smoke pay with a real nigga. Don't ever go home, ride around all day with a real nigga. I ain't sensitive, so you can say what you want to say to a real nigga. Every nigga think they a motherfucking real nigga. Truth is, little money and a gun don't make you a real nigga. At the same time, she was letting a real nigga get deep in them guts. Real nigga make the pussy go nuts.
She said, real nigga, stop out. Fuck battle, baby.
Fuck battle.
Woo. Fuck battle, baby, baby. Yeah. That real world make a wild.
Check him out.
DJ Brent. DJ Brent. DJ Brent. DJ Brent. DJ Brent.
Smoke. 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 Smoke.
12. Fuck em. DA. Fuck em. The judge. Fuck em. I got a grudge, so it's fuck em. From the snitch ass nigga to the witness. Fuck em. From the CEO to the co-defendants, it's fuck 'em. 12, fuck 'em. DA, fuck 'em. The judge, fuck 'em. I got a grudge, so it's fuck 'em. From the snitch ass niggas to the witness, fuck 'em. From the CEO to the co-defendants, it's fuck 'em.
Fuck these niggas, fuck these bitches, kill 'em all, leaving no witness. Say these hoes don't want no tension, lady. Just from the trenches. I'ma talk my shit, I'ma walk my shit. If a bitch get wrong, I'ma pop my shit. Be the case, so I ain't really worried about shit. I curve that shit, delete that bitch. I dare put the hold to challenge me. I'm running up like Monopoly. I say fuck the judge, I say fuck 12. In 4 hours, I'm making bail. Fuck snitch and y'all go to hell. Send your body to your girl through the mail. Fuck these hoes, I hold grudges. I'm a truck by 10 me motherfuckers. 12 put me over, shit, I bust in the court, he ain't no proof, duck. We ain't got a block, stay for
me. My dad's girlfriend died of a heroin overdose.
Count me out, you better count me in. I can put you on to this trap in. No talk on the phone, no tap in. Y'all ain't got no way to be tapped.
12. DA, fuck em. The judge, fuck em. I got a grudge, so it's fuck em. From the snitch ass nigga to the witness, fuck em. From the CEO to the co-defendant, it's fuck em. 12, fuck em. DA, fuck em. The judge, fuck em. I got a grudge, so it's fuck em. From the snitch ass nigga to the witness, fuck em. From the CEO to the co-defendant, it's fuck em.
I'm from the Fed case,
back down to municipal. A lot of this shit I won't mention it. Might get a life sentence for risking it. What I talk about, I'm really living it. Like to welcome y'all to the trilogy. I go hard for a price tag. Leave a chalk scene with a body bag. We drown a nigga, no coast guard. You can live free, but you can die.
Yeah, what up, DJ Fresh? It's me, the G Fresh, Dan Shine, Mark Lang. We play, don't play with us. You dig?
Trying to catch us. See the judge give a nigga max plus. Took the shit, the trial, I came back.
Take your bitch, you know, front.
Back around. P.O. all on my face.
Tag Gator.
Trying to check a nigga background. Got a nigga really fucked up. Gave me
tag Lady Thug.
Dirty cup. 12, fuck em. D.A., fuck em. The judge, fuck em. I got a good, so it's fuck em. From the snitch and nigga to the witness. Fuck em. From the CEO to the co-defendant.
It's fuck em.
12, fuck em. D.A., and fuck em. The judge, fuck em. I got a good, so it's
it's the Toledo Torpedo, Toledo, you bitch ass nigga, your baby mama's favorite DJ. DJ.
DJ Dollars, man. And remember, we are here at the Ugly Money Music Summit. First ever. Big shout out to my big brother from another mother, Ugly Money, man, doing it big. I hit the Atrium out here in Georgia. ATL, baby. Listen, come on out. You got to be in it to win it. When I'm in the building, there's a check in the building. Trust me on that. Chill.
Yeah.
documented.
100,000 on the Danny. All my niggas strapping ready. He wanted Benny Hunter for some notch.
Oh,
he got American Deli. Ducati skating up a rally. Big bitch and no jam in the jelly. He is doing damage to belly. You know they never sober. Yeah, yeah. We bout to chop us the brunch. We bout to scam us the lunch. Crush the perky in a punch. Nigga, no cover, no punch. I never took me a front. I never needed a loan. I'd rather do it alone. I run it up on my own. Queenin' it big with my throne. Woo. 99 and 100, my nigga. Had a city six summers, my nigga. Out of cabin, you don't want it, man. Leather, no stress. You been drying on my chest. Yeah. Get you high like a Pepsi.
I give out that vibe, broke nigga can't catch. Killing me hoes and still want us to sweat. Living that life and that's only not sick. Snipers should open the school, how they talking that tech. Me and that money, your problem goodbye. Took off and left all the bullshit behind. Got my own motion, I'm more than just fine. You only get hard, nigga, I hate the decline. Ain't stressing no nigga about shit I can buy. If it don't run my check up, then don't even try. Shuffle the deck, I'm the queen of the pack. Being bothered and broke is two things that I lack. Like it's known that a bitch gon' set me. When I can own a bitch, still can't check me. Super drowning this cat on my side, going jet ski. I'm hard to find, how to see. Top of the food chain is where I locate. Outside of the hood, your ass sick and get eight. VAP running up is my number one chain. Here in China, on he hold it, just on the way.
A lot of y'all keep asking me when I'm gonna drop some new shit, so I hope you can stay afloat. Here we go.
So you gotta have it by now, my
I'm
nigga.
Smooth.
I got King D in the motherfucking building. I got Bishop sitting in the building. Welcome everybody back to Heartland Radio ATL.
Yeah.
The number one team in radio. You know what I'm saying? It takes a strong team. You know what I mean? We definitely up here at High Unique Radio.
Yeah.
One the biggest brands in hip hop only. You feel what I'm saying? We out here in Atlanta, Georgia on an indie level. That has been an all indie music mix for everybody that's been listening.
All indie.
I know y'all have been buying it. I'm saying.
Okay, Dr. Dre. Yo, it's your boy B City in the building. Yo, the most disruptive voice in the game. You know what I mean? So just understand that for one. I'm here to make your skin crawl and really get you in your mood for the day. And we're going to go through some hot topics. We're going to get into some the music. And we also going to talk about that September 5th Heartland Boom Festival that's going down at Miami Lounge.
B Diddy will be in the building. We're gonna have 10 media outlets. We're gonna have 10 DJs in the building. We're gonna have Sonic Boom Music Group in the building.
Come on.
We're gonna have
Labor Day weekend.
We're gonna have a movie star, a legit movie star in the building.
Really?
As much as you can say, we got King D in the building.
Okay.
You a movie star, King D?
But I'm gonna
okay,
be in the building,
AD is technically a retired porn star, so he is a movie
technically,
star.
That's technically a movie star, but we're gonna have actually people that work with Tyler Perry, worked on these big sets, gonna be in the building. So everybody is just not the festival is a festival because it is a networking opportunity, y'all.
Yes, it's a huge hub.
Yes, it's a hub. We're gonna be networking people from Denver. Yep. Shout out to everybody. We're also gonna be dropping the highly anticipated Exotic Network is gonna be dropping before the festival.
Yes, we also gonna have 94.5 from Chicago in the building. You know, if you got a Roku TV, 94.5 is downloadable to your TV. So I pulled it up the other day because I didn't believe him when he was telling me this. And sure enough, Wusa was playing on the TV like Music Choice, basically.
Let's see if I can one up you. We're going to have B100, a certified station in the building.
Oh.
And they have, what they call that? what was that rating that they have? I forgot what it's called. One you could look up, and they have all their, they got, whatever the fuck that shit's called. No. Nielsen. Nielsen certified. Nielsen.
Oh, yeah.
The Nielsen certified station in the building. B100 is going to be in the building.
B100, great people. We've been able to sit down with them and have some conversations and stuff. A lot of people like Heartland Radio, you know what I mean? So it's imperative that everybody keep pushing the sound for it, man, because we out here getting to it and enjoying it. So come on now, enjoy the show. We got a bunch of artists, a lot of new artists that's going to be hitting the stage and coming into our brands for the first time.
I'm excited to bring people into the system, Bishop City.
Yeah, yeah, we got a new guy, Million Dollar Hefe. He gonna be hitting the stage, you know, got a real crazy vibe. We also got So Juicy gonna be popping out as well for some of the newer artists and stuff like that. So I mean,
shout
just
out to
be
Million
ready.
Dollar Hefe. Million Dollar Hefe, thank you for getting contact. I know you're on Instagram. Tag me at BDIDDY the DJ. And I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to bless you with something. Just hit me in the DM. Let me know when you tag. I'm going to bless you with something.
Come on. It's like that on Heartland Radio. Every Monday from 8 to 10, we get it in. Go tell your friends, all right? We don't give a damn. That's how we coming. So, I mean, just get ready to get into it. B. Diddy, go ahead. Hit him with some more indie music real quick. And yes, we're going to get into some hot topics. Something real juicy for you when we come back from this crazy indie music break, because you know how we do. Make sure you send in that link to all your friends right now. Go follow B Diddy the DJ on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Go follow Sonic Boom Music Group on Instagram right now. Let's do it.
Hey, keep that cash coming. I'm like, keep that ad jumping. 93 octane gas with a pump. 17 shot Glock 9 with a dumping. Big booty bitch bounce that ass. She like, keep that cash coming, I'm like, keep that ass jumping. 93, octane, gas with a pumping. 17, shot Glock, 9 with a dumping. Big booty, keep that ass, keep it jumping. Hey.
She wanna grab my dick, yeah. I like a big booty bitch, yeah. Hunt around drum with a stick, yeah. Me and your bitch made a flick, yeah. Run up the rat, take a trip, yeah. Burn up a head, left a tip, ooh. Popping your perk, got me lit, ooh. She bouncing that ass on a stick, ayy. You know how I'm rocking. Pull up coupe, they flocking. Bad bitch, it be bopping. Dropping peachy, popping. Body get it dropping. But looking tough and watching. When I'm in the club, bitch, it come like paparazzi.
She like, keep that cash coming. I'm like, keep that ass jumping. 93 octane, gas with a pumping. 17 shot Glock, 9 with a dumping. Big booty, bitch, bounce that ass, keep it jumping. She like, keep that cash coming. I'm like, keep that ass jumping.
Hey yo, what up, this one on the Saints, give me DJ Drama, shot the Harlem Hip Hop, holla at me one.
Drake, lowercase, got your bitch happy, LOL, smiley face, took her to my place and beat that bitch by the fireplace. Lil Drake, everywhere I go, them hoes on me, man. Shots out to Young L, this that brand new album, I drop straight out the sky like a damn falcon. Nigga, I'm on fire, pink dolphin attire, when I hit the block, fuck your bitch up in the head. Soldier boy, that be my name, my chain cross her arm or leg. Nigga, talk that fuck shit, but they can't really compete with this. Lil Dre, that be my name. 50K in my fist.
I'd rather die before I fall for all this pressure on me. I'd rather be alone than be with people that ain't for me. I've been around and I've been down before, I know this.
Y'all already know what it is, man. We're back here in the motherfucking field, nigga. You put your heart in, nigga. You gonna land in the right spot, nigga. Ah.
Put your heart in and you gonna land in the right spot, nigga.
I'd rather die before I fall for all this pressure on me. I'd rather be alone than be with people that ain't for me.
the backyard. I'm all proud to be. You just supposed to see it in the way ahead. You just a fuck nigga with a triple bitch scale. I got $30,000 on me plus bail. Everything for sale. I got a bitch in the chat right now. Keep waiting on the mail. Hey, trust me, please. Trust me, please. I got too much money. For some dick and food. He ain't got a bag, I ain't coming through. All the real hood nigga love me. Wanna lock it down, wanna cuff me. Booty so fat in a one piece. Nigga hit that, then lucky. I get to the bag, never going outside. Tell a nigga my status, he on that. I'm really that bad, yeah, I'm on it, yeah. Ooh, she a sexy little bitch with an attitude hook. Ask you come, cause it gets so good. I let him go for no reason. It's a new nigga for every season. All his drip is gonna cause him less of a
that as yellow boy.
Stunt with shit they never had, but all they end up with is two baby mamas in a jag, wearing bags while the neighbors pass, hoping they double fast. Real with your rent money, fuck it up your ass, potato mansion from the past, fuck up shooting head, it ain't no front bag. Stress awake to evil, now he hitting his homeboys for cash, no mansion setting up scenes, he got an acting class, nigga get raw with you and act mad, then go and count your cash, shit sad, make you wish murder was an app on iPad, download and press one button and kill your roach ass. My little nigga got three stripes, he ain't tucking no flags. Never punched a tough nigga, made him tell jokes like Sinbad. Walks around your enemies, hood strapped like gym pants. Caught everything, got in this smashed on they bitch ass. Her buddy got killed for his hoe, he loved a bitch ass. He was fucking on his partner, he fought him and then got shit bagged. Doctor said that he was gonna make it, he had a good chance. But then his kidney failed and he died and his bitch still playing. I just seen the bitch with Lou Williams and he a six man. These hoes will do whatever for dick, shoes, and a suntan. Bitches trying to be booed up, I'm thinking boot hand. Before I let a hoe wipe me, I'll sell one food,
you know,
cans.
Your bitch call me a bust, he buys shorts from a shoe stand. He think making, you know what I'm saying, and beat Diddy, you know what I'm saying, chilling with OG Hoodwitch at the Ugly Money Meets Summit. That's how we get lit.
Face with a new hand, the law's getting hot in the city, this bitch like Sudan. You can't play no game with them bitches, they shoot with two hands. My people yelling peace and no violence, they showing two hands. When you wake up in the morning, there's another one on the newsstand. My partner cut his monitor off, he got a new stand.
I'ma keep my eyes on, we don't need no lights on. Hit the hole, my eyes on, put on my iPhone. That's what I'm on, hit them when I get on. Oh yeah, my flight long. Yo, I'ma rock out my eyes, let me hit one more time. Yo, run that bike, wanna fuck all the time. Long as my chain on bright, ain't no candle lights. I'm lit up tonight. Bitch, I'm a fro, cooler than freezer. Mama, they old, blow it in Enos. Get what you want, bitch, you a diva. I been a hoe, fuck her and leave her. I check my letter, stay over the weekend. Off of my chain, I could believe it. Way that his hand ain't beaming and gleaming. Way that his hand ain't beaming and gleaming. I'm right on more than one nigga who's scheming.
You knew that.
She wanna fuck on the kid for one reason.
Why?
Soon as she look at the VV, eyes on, I'ma keep my eyes on. You don't need no lights on. Hit it on my eyes on, put on my iPhone. That's what I'm on. Hit that when I get on.
what you need. She knows her name, moved overseas. She for the team, we undefeated. Fuck an intriguer, then I'm a leaver. I need a skeezer, I need a visa. CVS freezer, I'm the Vegito. She
goes, yeah, what up, it's TK Press. You know how I do it. I'm
no hands. I throw this ass back, these bitches, man, I'm on a man. I hear my cut on you hoes, I'm overseas counting them bands. Get major attention where I'm from, I'm who they mention. Raindrop in your mouth, niggas have no choice but to cash me out. Fuck that petty change, I need that large amount. Credit cards in all, I'm in your bank accounts. I need that all green money, green Ben Franklin. Only nigga make me come is Ben Franklin. I need that all green money, green Ben Franklin. Only nigga make me come is Ben Franklin.
This is my heart, this is my land, hot land. Y'all ain't no music, just wanna tell you. Look, that's what we're doing.
Bitch, I know I'm handsome, I am. Bitch, I know I'm handsome, I am. Bitch, I know I am handsome. Bitch, I know I'm handsome,
I am.
Don't have to say shit. Don't know why I came in this club with you, bitch. I'm sticking to that paper like a glue stick. I'm sticking to that paper like a glue stick. I'm sticking to that paper like a glue stick. I'm sticking to that paper like a glue stick. I'm sticking to that paper. I'm sticking to that paper. I'm sticking to that paper. I'm sticking to that paper like a glue stick. Don't tag, baby, tell me who's it. Big drip, drip, tell me why did you slip? Is the floor wet? Aiming at your head, don't aim at your chest. Give a fuck about your vest. Do it better, nigga, fuck your best. Designer hook my body like a corset. No, Anakin Skywalker don't have to force. Team do it larger than a 4X. And I can't trick out that building like a war vest. Bitch, I'm like Borat, very nice.
Very nice.
Sound like Golden Mac. Return of that. Big drip. Return true. 3 8.
Hey, Richie.
Bitch, I know I'm handsome. Come to the place. Shawty see my face. I don't do it, but she chase. Say Versace, so she caught a shit for say. She said you got the flavor, baby. Can I get a plate? Oh no, get a serve. Knew this shit was good. Set the butler for hors d'oeuvres.
To the city, pick up the pack, bad place, kid, college star, she gotta get back. I lay up in the party, and you ain't in the trap. Can't get no body, cause I see her on the mouth. Threw a 10 up in the club, shot in my lap. My last bad strippers in the club, call when they love. They listen when I talk, I'm a fish like a rock. Yeah, I got attention, but I swear to God they love. Push it up in 42, when I'm a shit like Robinson. My young niggas, they in the city. Fuck her like a slut, bitch. I fucked her like a slut.
Ooh,
fucked her like a slut, bitch. Fucked her like a fucked her like a slut, bitch. Fucked her like a fucked her like a slut, bitch. Fucked her like a fucked her like a slut, bitch. I fucked her like a slut.
Hey,
fucked her like a slut, bitch. I fucked her like a slut. Chopped up just like Kung Fu. She twisted it like donuts. Bitch, you been a slut.
practice. This would've got your whole life. Same hoes that suck dick, the nigga turn into their wife. Get your hoes from Queen's Pipe. Hold on, bitch, you ain't pipe. You put nigga deep inside that water like a great white. That street drop, that great white. Put it in her face, her partner ask her what it tastes like. Put her on a late night with the dick, she tryna play fight. Shot it look like Megan, so I ask her what them leaves like. Like a slut bitch, fucked her like a yeah yeah, fucked her like a slut bitch, fucked her like a slut, fucked her like a slut bitch, I fucked her like a slut, fucked her like a slut bitch, I hit her like a slut, ooh, hit her like a slut, ooh, hit her
it's
like
Heartland Hip Hop, we got all the cuts, Heartland Hip Hop, we got all the cuts, nigga.
What's up, man?
Woo, woo!
Feeling good, Bishop City? Feeling good? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great, man. I'm just so appreciative of life.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You know how I am. I'm usually just a dude that's pretty happy all the time. So everything has been going well. Even the setbacks haven't even been anything that's stopping the train for real. So
okay.
I'm just appreciative of being able to keep moving forward.
Hey, opposition comes to all who aspire, Bishop City. What about y'all listeners? How y'all
how y'all doing
out there in Radio Land? I want to go over some topics that I got in my phone, Bishop.
Come on, hit me with
what
it.
You, I got number one topic is that somebody that has been on my mixtapes that I met, Trap Beckham and TJ's DJs, was at the Obama party.
Yeah.
They did Birthday Bitch.
Yeah.
Shout out. So you talked about this earlier.
I didn't know that happened.
They did Birthday Bitch for the president.
That's crazy.
But it was Birthday President.
That is crazy.
One time for the Birthday President.
Hey.
Two times for the Birthday president.
That's a big show. Shout out to Trap Beckham, man. They be working hard, but I saw it took a turn inside of there as well. Did you see the ugly turn that it took?
I heard about the fact that he was about to have a light party and it ended up being the same size party.
No, so Trap Beckham and TJ's DJs ended up getting caught smoking weed at the party on the Instagram, and now that's become like a thing that
Bishop City with the tea now.
Yeah, I saw this on ATL Top 20's Instagram.
Oh, ATL Top 20. Shout out to ATL Top 20.
You know, I'm always roaming Instagrams and stuff, and I saw that, and they had the pictures. It's on the New York Times and everything.
So listeners, where's some place that you smoked weed at? And that you shouldn't have smoked weed at. Go ahead, hit me up in my comments at BDDDJ. Hit up SonicBoomMusicGroup.com/Heartland Radio. Go ahead, hit us with all the inquiries. Submit your questions right there. Places that you smoked weed at that you shouldn't have. Outside the house. Cause obviously smoking in your mama's house has got to be number one.
I mean, well, right? If you're gonna do it, definitely don't do it at Obama's birthday party. And if you're gonna do it at Obama's birthday, don't get on camera, guys, okay?
Man.
Y'all treating it like he the drunk uncle birthday barbecue. That's not the party you got invited to, guys. That's not the party.
I'm trying to think, Bishop City. What's the worst place to smoke weed at? Obama's birthday party? or I want to hear some listener stories, because all I can think about is church and smoking in my mom's house. I feel like smoking in my mom's house actually came with more repercussions of smoking at Obama's party. Obviously, it's not going to be covered by the New York Times.
I would think smoking at the Vatican would be a problem. You probably wouldn't want to smoke at the Vatican.
Only place that recently I got in trouble smoking was at a club recently in Atlanta where I paid to get in. They had an outside patio and they still wouldn't let people smoke. But eventually, I went back to that same club and smoked.
Mm.
So this is not a, this is obviously not a high security place I'm smoking at and engaging in these activities. Usually people will try to smoke me from smoking is usually because it's a smoking area and they just hating on me.
Mm.
Like it's like outside of a venue, at a patio. I feel like they always trying to get me for smoking at places that they just got done smoking at. Like I know your bosses, man. He's not going to mind me smoking outside on this porch. Y'all just really doing a lot. That's where I really feel like that's most time. So I imagine, shout out to Trap Beckham, shout out to TJs. They got in trouble for smoking. Look, it wasn't even real weed. I don't even think it was real weed they were smoking. You know what I mean? They were just smoking on camera. How they know it's weed? Did anybody test it? Huh? No. You know what I mean? This is all an agenda to get TJ's DJs in trouble for trying to steal T-Pain's money. You heard about that? T-Pain went on the Drink Champs recently. Listeners, I want to know if y'all heard about this. T-Pain went on the Drink Champs recently, and T-Pain said that TJ's DJs and TJ's and T-Pain's dad tried to take some money.
Whoa, see, now that's a whole nother thing.
Well, I'm going to reach out to TJ.
But speaking of getting smoked, let's talk about how Tekashi 6ix9ine had that interview with WAC 100 and DJ Academics, and everybody was talking about how Tekashi 6ix9ine is about to get smoked. How did you feel about that?
The whole Tekashi 6ix9ine getting smoked thing is that he is big capping. Listeners, he talks about going places with no security all the time. But check this out. Has he ever been to Blue Flame without security? Ask yourself that. Has he ever been to Onyx without security? Has he ever been to Majesty without security? Has he ever been someplace solo dolo?
He said he goes to the mall without security. He said he had to let the security go, actually, because it became too expensive. WAC 100 kind of goaded him out into admitting that. But he said he'd been without security for 8 months. What do you think about that? He said he in the mall, he in the club.
I told you he was naming the clubs Magic City.
He said he was in the club with 21 Savage in the interview.
That was at a club with 21 Savage. I heard about that. That's not the place I listed, Bishop City.
He ran into Meek Mill without security.
No, he has security there with him. See, you spit in the agenda.
That's what he, no, he said, that's what he said.
He had security when he was with Meek Mill.
He said he didn't have no security when he ran into Meek Mill. That's all I'm saying.
Bishop City, you saw the video, didn't you?
I saw people breaking it up, but I don't know who those people were.
They safe to assume there's Tekashi security.
Nah, you can't assume that. You know what they say about assuming.
Well, Bishop City, he had security that day.
All I'm saying is,
how long ago was that?
Did the guy say he be out? And he do be out. I mean, in the club.
The places that, listeners, the place that Bishop City is talking about are places in Florida, Texas.
That's how I'm at a UFC fight.
UFC fights. These are not the places that Tekashi is talking about when he's talking. He's talking about the black community. He's talking about Brownsville. He's talking about Bankhead. I'm talking to y'all out there. He's talking about Ferguson.
And like WAC 100.
He's talking about Compton. He's
talking
about
Crenshaw. People probably don't care about you that much in them communities to even be on you like that.
He put away 200. He got somebody 200 man years, right? So if he out here putting away 200 man years,
he said that make him more gangster than all of them.
For putting two, no, that's cops.
He
didn't put nobody underneath the jail. He put two. He put the cops on people. Right, for 200
Well, him and
WAC
100 said that loyalty is a big principle. Morals was a big principle. What's he was saying guy? Basically
what
all of
saying?
The principles.
So you're saying they put 200 people underneath the jail is not going to get you no repercussions?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying what
Tekashi
6ix9ine.
Would you recommend that somebody put snitch on people and get 200 people, 200 years underneath the jail?
Okay, can I be honest? This is where the Tekashi 6ix9ine story becomes very interesting. They did kidnap and have sex with this man's baby mama. So it wasn't like he wasn't getting extremely disrespectful. They was getting ready to kill him.
Cops? That's what y'all gonna do? Y'all gonna get the cops?
The cops got him. The cops actually picked him up because they was getting ready to kill him.
They was in the courthouse with him. Yeah. You guys know that's not how snitching works.
They have,
at the same time.
They have Jim Jones and all type of people on wiretaps getting ready to commit crimes. It's crazy.
Y'all are distracted from the point. 200 man years he gave some people.
These are the factors in giving those man years.
Those man years, he told those people to do some of the shit. So that's like me
that's
you getting into some shit, and I coerce you, and I'm like, Bishop City, I got XYZ illegal thing you got going on.
Well, Tekashi said that's what makes him like
sell,
John Gotti.
Go ahead, sell this for me, and if we get caught, I'm just going to write you out. Now, do you think I should feel safe?
Tekashi say
like
he the new John Gotti.
Safe, like, walk around like
Do
that
make Tekashi the new John Gotti because he walked away scot-free like a top gangster?
No, because John Gotti didn't do that. John Gotti.
He said he's taking care of families and everything.
Saying, is he paying them niggas off for taking his bid?
No,
the niggas in jail and he's shitting on them niggas.
Well, not because they also
calling niggas pussy.
They also had kidnapped them and had sex with his baby mama and was plotting to kidnap. He's not about to take care of them. So once you turn on somebody like that, you cannot think that he about to
have your listeners. Listen to what Bishop City is saying. He is saying that Tekashi is right for putting 200 years on them niggas.
I'm saying I understand that listen, scenario.
Listen to what I'm saying. This is what you're saying.
Yes.
So you can understand fully what you're saying before you say it. He coerced people into doing crimes.
No. Yes, yes, yes. That's true.
Then those same people he coerced
into doing crimes. I thought you were about to say something else. That's why I said no.
He then told on those people. And Bishop City think that is okay to do that in any situation. If you are coercing some people,
given all of the full details in this scenario, you got to put all the details in.
There's no scenario that it's okay to coerce somebody into a crime, and then
they all committing crimes together. That's a part of the game that they.
Oh no, no, no! He's you're confused, Bishop City. He's telling people to do things. He's commissioning.
And see, this is his paying for this is his explanation as to why he the top gangster, because he was the one putting them hits out. You are 100% right.
He made him do this.
He said he the new John Gotti. Tekashi 6ix9ine is the new John Gotti.
So you're saying that, but John Gotti went and got people to submit the crimes, and then John Gotti told those people and got out of jail. Is that what John Gotti did?
He the new Frank Lucas. That's who he is.
Is Frank Lucas all of a sudden honorable?
Yeah, Frank Lucas did start telling.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't look at
what
people
about
that tell.
Alpo guy that came home.
You know the problem with telling people that don't.
What about Alpo in that movie?
People don't fuck with Alpo like that.
They had him. Jim Jones had him shooting dice at his pool party the other day I saw.
Well, congratulations, Alpo. You got a chance.
Come on.
You know, he's son
out here. Okay.
And that's no disrespect.
People
don't
fuck with Alpo,
by the way.
You know that. People
really
don't fuck with
Alpo. I don't know that. I'm not in that world. I'm just telling you what's going on.
Well, then why are you speaking like you know? I'm telling you from somebody.
I'm talking about the public records information, clearly.
Back to putting somebody in the position, committing a crime, putting a gun in their hand, literally in some cases, and then telling on that person. You feel like you can get away with that in any circumstance? You do the time.
Okay, so in this interview, he also had one of his homies who was with him during the whole blowing up success who never turned on him, and he's still living a good life with Tekashi 6ix9ine. He say that didn't came with him losing some of his friends in Brooklyn. Whack 100 was like, yo, you should basically kill yourself, basically.
So what are you saying, Bishop? Are you saying that?
I'm saying I understand the scenario a little bit more, and I once felt like you, but after really weighing all of these things.
Yeah, so Bishop City, you think it's okay to tell on people?
I think once you try to kidnap me, plot to kill me, and have sex with my wife in this scenario, yes, I'm tricking on your ass.
I'm about to fuck you up.
So Bishop City, now if you, do you think that is honorable? You think that's what you're supposed to do?
I mean,
where's your principles at?
Well, see, this is the part with Whack 100. I agree with Whack 100 in this regard. The blood's messed up, because he was never supposed to be this high in the situation in the first place.
I'm talking about you. You know what I'm saying? These are not. This is not.
Oh,
blood.
Well, see, I can't put me. This into is a it. Man, I couldn't be able to do this.
That whacking other people like you're trying to do. You're making a street thing. This is a man thing. A man doesn't put somebody up.
Nah, man, don't get kidnapped. And once you try to kidnap me, all was like Tekashi said, all of the street stuff go off the table once you try to kidnap me.
No, don't you still try to?
And that's why you can't ask me this question. I'm a regular civilian. Huh? I'm a civilian. I'm answering like a civilian.
It don't go nowhere.
That's what Rank 100 described.
Whatever you try to get done, don't go nowhere. You feel what I'm saying? You got people who have families that are going to be destroyed behind this man.
Yeah.
Okay. You talk all the time about black people not being able to read in the community.
This whole circle is bad.
Well, Bishop said, you talk about black people not being able to read. Last week you brought 24%.
Yes.
And yet you encourage people snitching. Don't you think that's defeating? That's defeating the purpose of what you're talking about, Bishop. You
also like
Tekashi's that you're committing.
Also like Tekashi's message: stay out of the streets, kids. You also know I also promote
that's
that.
Not funny.
Stay out of the streets.
I know, he's talking about, why are you laughing?
Stay out of the streets.
he put them people's families away, you feel what I'm saying?
No, they all used each other. Like Whack 100 said, it was a continuous circle.
There's an innocent kid.
Nobody
somewhere.
Was innocent in none of this.
These people got
nobody
kids.
Nobody was
families,
innocent in none of this. Nobody's
innocent. There's people that are associated with you. See, you're looking at it like this individual thing, but you're looking at it. Come on. He's destroying generations of people inside of Brownsville.
This is the game they play.
This is a depressed area. This is an area I was looking at recently. Is the most violent area in New York City.
My first time going to New York, somebody told me to stay out of Brownsville. That was the only advice they gave me.
It took 200 man years out of that area. Now, 200 man years in that area could change the lives of so many people.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
So we can't look at this as like, oh, this is just... No, this is
You taking 200 years out of the community.
And
you know
take
what I'm saying?
His
this is
time
not
on the microphone to tell the kids to stay out of the streets, guys. It's stupid. That's what the whole interview for him was about, which was a big PSA for the kids. Stay out of the streets because the rules are stupid. You saying that they can have sex, for the kids listening, they can have sex with your old baby mama, kidnap you, plot to kill you, and you supposed to still stay loyal to all three of them. Stay out the streets, guys. That's the Tekashi 6ix9ine message.
This, I ain't say don't stay loyal.
That's what you're
don't
saying.
Don't snitch on people.
Nah, it's defending yourself.
Because snitching, see, this is why people got fucked up. I could tell young niggas like y'all. It's really
we
a,
civilians.
A problem. A problem. It's a problem, this thinking. So the problem is that you think that snitching is some whole separate thing. It's one thing, one issue. It's not about loyalty.
No.
It's about you telling somebody to do something. And then you telling on that person for doing said thing. Point blank, period. Regardless of what they do to you later, you have committed a crime. You are disloyal. You are somebody that should not be trusted. You should be outcast from the system. You have snitched, okay?
Hey, I think they
now,
all...
talk about snitching. Don't talk about what fucking his baby mama. Talk about this. You think... So you talk about...
You gotta weigh in the factors. You trying to give a blanket answer when this scenario got different scenarios. It's not like an average scenario, so you can't just say what this is, because this scenario is crazy. They were using...
Whenever you can't say what it is, it's some bullshit. Okay?
It is. They were using him. He was using them.
No, bitch, see.
And that's all that it is. This is why kids stay out of the streets. That's the message.
No, this is not about... This is about being a man. Right.
He did his time in jail. He did his time in jail.
No, a man doesn't put
Tekashi did 2 years in jail. He did his time in jail.
No, he put people 200 years in jail, first of all.
No, I'm talking about his time.
So get your time right.
So that's being a man. He did take his time
in jail. 2 years for 200 is not taking your time. Get it right.
Oh, that's 1%.
Taking 1% of when you are the majority of the operating force.
That's
does that
because
right,
kid, he decided to do a business deal with the government to help take down a crime organization.
No, he was at least half responsible. He got 1% of the time. Does
kids,
that make sense?
Stay out of the streets is the message of
this
the
is,
thing.
This is not also about, this is about being a man.
No,
so
if you
are a man,
you
want to
get into the streets,
no,
understand the consequences.
No, how come I can't bring about being a man? You keep wanting to take
it
to the streets.
What are you talking about?
Me and you aren't street niggas. We men, though.
What? This is a street scenario.
No, this
you're
is a man scenario.
No, it's
a,
not.
This
is about
fucked
bloods
up.
And crime.
This is where you fucked up. As a man. If you have any business deal going on, right?
It's not about regular business.
This
is about blood.
This is man business.
And criminal street organizations.
This is man business.
And hits being put out on TMZ. This is what this is about. This ain't got nothing to do with manhood. You conflating, which is confusing the kids. Stay out of the streets, kids, is the message of what's going on.
Kids need to understand that.
This ain't got nothing to do with manhood. This is how the kids in Chicago get confused. Your manhood ain't got nothing to do with being street. They all decided to make street decisions. And now they all got caught up in a dumb street game. And unfortunately, they let the person who shouldn't have been inside of the organization at all know everything about the organization.
He used that
against them.
And also, he put those people up to it.
He did.
So we can't act like he didn't put those
people
up to it.
And he did his 2 years in jail for being one of the heads of the other
situation.
So back
to what Bitch said about the 2 years, because I'm going to dismantle you at every point because you talk some bullshit. And then we're going to go next, okay?
Tekashi the most gangster nigga in hip-hop.
After 2 years, this is why it's about manhood. If you put a
Tekashi did the time, man.
As somebody who is really serious about this, you feel what I'm saying? And you talk all the time about running around and being how you should be smart when you move in the streets, right? This idea that when there's industry shit and there's street shit, when rappers are getting their head blown off, when people are going to jail, when you had to have security.
Not
when
all
you go,
rappers.
Excuse
Post
me.
Malone not getting his head blown off.
But there are some. So that's in real life. When you have to have security. When
what are they doing?
These are other scenarios I'm listening to you, Bishop City.
Come on.
When you had to go to a festival and you had to have security, right?
Why?
Because this is real
Why
life. There's no
security?
There's no difference between having a real life and a street life. No. If you are a fucking Princess Diana has security when she died. Everybody has security. Because you are an individual. So when people try to take this shit like this is some rap shit and this is not so street shit.
I love how you just conflate stuff like that.
There's one world that we live in, right? It's the real world that we live in. And in the real world, right? You shouldn't be a man out here telling people to commit
do anything and you not take responsibility for it.
As a man, you shouldn't be a sheep either. So, I mean, it all.
What does that have to do with being sheep? What
does have to do with. Okay, explain to you me. Couldn't tell me to go shoot somebody.
Bitch City.
That's Bitch the City. Sheep part of it.
Okay, so Bitch City. That is not what we're talking about.
Yes, it is. You we're brought the topic up. See,
but you're talking about.
I thought you was dismantling me, now I'm dismantling you.
You went right to the fact that you talk about shooting.
I
could tell you, go ahead and give me some water. You feel what I'm saying? Right? I could tell you to go ahead.
Boy, you look inflated, I swear.
No, this is about responsibility. So there's three things that you have. See, this is what. See, you have to have a system of morality, right? So I'm going to tell you. So I'm going to tell you about morals.
Please, okay. Tell me about it.
Your morality is a system.
Okay.
Okay? It's how you interact with things in life, right?
Yes.
Regardless of if it's sexual, mental, physical, your morals is your systems and how you move through life. Now, how do you
not
tell
more? So far.
Now, how do you tell morality? You tell it with stories. You get the moral of the story, right?
Or experiences.
Yeah, or you create your own story, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes.
And inside these stories, there's allegories, right? An allegory is a story within a story. That's how you get the moral of the story.
Right.
So what I'm telling you is that the moral of the story is that if you are somebody who tells your friends to do something and then they do that, you should take responsibility for that thing. Now, if we can do that thing in manhood, we can do that thing in the street thing, but that's your same system of morality. Yeah. Bam, point blank. What's your argument to having a system of morality? You think we shouldn't have a system of morality?
I think once you decide to get into street activity, everything that you would normally say and do is different. And that's from my insight being from the south side of Chicago. Ain't no rules in the streets. There are no rules in the streets. So that's why I keep trying to tell you, you can't apply manhood and morality. People shoot 1 month olds in the head in the streets. People execute 7 year olds in the streets. What is that morale? You know what I mean? Did you not see the cop that just got killed in Chicago?
Yeah.
Do you not think that person, that's the same person that did that? This is what they do. This is what goes on.
So, Bishop, do you think that thing was wrong?
What?
That cop getting killed?
It's terrible.
That's your moral, Bishop City.
Yes. But so, I'm also a civilian. That's what I'm saying. That's the difference.
So, Bishop City.
WAC 100 outlined exactly why. He also said he not mad at Tekashi 6ix9ine either because he don't look at him as a snitch because he a civilian. And he should have, the gang should have never let a civilian that high up in their organization if they was a smart gang.
I hope everybody can listen to what you're saying and listen to what I'm saying.
Yes.
and then they can make their own judgments and hit me up at B to the DJ. Knows how I give a story and then Bitch to City doesn't even address the point. So King D over there looking at me crazy like.
I'm glad I got a
shit.
Witness.
I mean, I agree with him.
Because what's going to happen? He going to go with the same thinking, think he all good, and go to Brownsville and get his ass smoked.
Yeah. They told him that too. He is playing a dangerous game.
Ain't nobody saying it's better or good or bad. It's just that's where you at with it though.
Yeah, exactly.
I agree with Bishop.
y'all want to see him get smoked. I want to tell him.
I don't
want to
see him
out.
Get smoked. I want to see what happens else with his life. But look, I mean, it's interesting, especially now. No, even academics say he think it's extremely dumb to not have security. But he want to prove to the streets and the Instagram is what you learned in on the interview. He that caught up in the internet where he want to prove to his followers that he don't need security.
That's why I love y'all for believing it, because I listed the places at the beginning. Magic City, Onyx, I said Crenshaw.
Well, Tekashi listening. He listening right now, so,
so
he gonna
so
go.
I listed those places, you know what I'm saying? And then we had this whole thing. It comes back. He not going to Brownsville.
I'm sending this video to him on Twitter. Tekashi, when you see this,
post this in Brownsville.
Let him know so you can hit them spots. Tag me, Diddy, the DJ.
Yeah, tell him go
so
Brownsville.
You'll see.
Tell him goes Brownsville. Brownsville, no security. See what happens. Like, come on, y'all. Like, good,
he said he not gonna make it that easy for him in the video. He said that's what y'all want him to do. Y'all want him to make it easy for him. He said y'all got to come get him.
You know, it's funny that he think that. That we're the ones making it hard for him. Like, he not doing it himself.
The interview is pure entertainment. Please go watch the interview if you have not.
Niggas, it's nothing but delusional hilariousness.
Niggas
so delusional.
You do get the good insight into how delusional he is in regards to this internet relationship.
Bishop City, King D, everybody out there, I want y'all to just soak in some of the game and knowledge that I'm spitting. This is not about street shit. Just always about manhood for me, because I'm not a street dude. I'm a man, you know. I'm a Mason. I'm a college man.
Yes, exactly.
So these are things that, as a college man, that
a
I believe
civilian,
in.
Civilian. You're not a gangster, right? I'm and not as against a, as it. We're a, civilians.
So, yeah.
KD
so,
not against it. We are civilians.
I look at, like, I'm the type of dude that I don't like motherfuckers that throw people under the bus at the office picnic.
You know that's different, and I would agree with you then.
I don't like anybody that throws anybody under the bus, so why I got saying I like Tekashi because he a street nigga? I don't give a fuck if you didn't bring the napkins because somebody fucked your baby mama last night. No. And then you ain't bring the napkins and the cups.
I'm not like, coming to my party, first of all.
I'm just saying, but niggas used to be throwing a whole story there.
Because, see, now I'm we like, fighting if you at my party. Here. So now that's a whole nother problem right there. You see
it's too much as Tekashi. Listeners, don't
get a new John Gotti.
This is one of the first times and one of the last times I want to talk about Tekashi 6ix9ine. Shout out to DJ Academics. I want to talk about you sometime.
Hottest interview on the net right now, guys. 2 hours, but it's worth it.
I think it's more DJ Academics than Tekashi.
Well, he the orchestrator. He had the power to get WAC 100 in there because I'm sure it was hard to get another gangster to really sit in front of him, as you see 21 Savage's response to even seeing WAC 100 even entertain it. He called him a lame for even sitting in the room with him.
So, WAC 100 is delusional. First of all, but I'm just talking about DJ Academics.
WAC 100 is delusional?
So let's talk about DJ Academics.
Come on.
Because that out of all these three, we can't seem to get caught up in the two things that kind of... We're not going to give a fuck about 6ix9ine. He's going to do some more antics.
Nobody really cares.
Nobody's going to add him
it's
to the mix.
It's just good understanding because you finally get to at least get his response from the horse's mouth.
WAC 100 organizes flights and he sells diapers. This is a businessman.
Yes.
We don't give a fuck about. We don't look him for him for.
But he is an OG though, like Deb.
He's an OG. Shout out to him. Not like some of my other OGs. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't put him in the boat because they.
Come on now, we got to check in with him when we go to Cali. We need that WAC 100 cosign
now. I got Fry Brothers out there.
Cosign me WAC 100. You can hit us up. You don't got to, you know what I'm saying?
Look, bro, you got know what you deal with. If you got WAC 100 in your party.
You gotta check in, man.
I'm gonna ask you, know what you had to deal with? Yeah, right, going during your party.
I'm safe. I could party comfortably and know okay, I'm getting in and out of there.
This nigga gonna have to bring 10,000 red gummy bears and shit. He's gonna be wondering what his life is gonna be topsy turvy.
You go through, show some love.
Black 100 has bad energy.
And take care of it. RIP Pop Smoke. He was somebody that unfortunately did not check in.
No, but
a lot of the Cali heads say nobody knew he was out there.
Let's talk about WAC 100 has bad energy.
He 100-0 on the knockouts on the internet right now.
Black 100 has bad energy.
How you think so?
Snoop Dogg, what up? You know what I mean?
I don't think we're checking with Snoop Dogg to have that conversation
hours. We actually got the more of the plug with Snoop through Clay.
Oh,
we'll sign to Snoop.
Snoop.
Stay woke, man. We ain't got to deal with people with all that bad energy when we got good people that we can fuck with. You feel what I'm saying?
I don't understand how WAC 100 is bad energy. Give me an example of bad energy.
You just talk about 200-0, right? How many O is Snoop? Know why we don't know? Because Snoop don't be fighting niggas. So that's the type of niggas that you need to be hanging around. I be talking to niggas that be listening to what I be talking
about. Hey, you got haters out here, and you got the right to defend yourself.
Okay.
You know, we live in Georgia. Everybody got a gun down here. Why? Because you got the right to defend yourself.
Okay. Now let's see if we got haters out here like Snoop ain't got haters.
Maybe he got good security. DJ Vlad say he'll go nowhere without security.
Something right. He definitely doing something right. That's why I want to hang out with him. Because he's the type of nigga doing something right. Some nigga that should check in. I want to check in with a nigga that's 100-0. You feel what I'm saying?
I want to check in with everybody. You know what I mean? That's the type of nigga.
You got to watch who you invite in your circle.
I mean, I'm definitely cautious of that as well. But I'm talking about on the business side of things.
Yeah, it's true. Nigga, you don't want to go in the building
shooting at WAC 100.
No, but imagine you go in the office next thing you know WAC 100 is breaking glass tables and shit while you're in there.
What?
You
in
know
the world?
That can happen.
No, man.
You don't think that can happen?
What, I mean, I don't doubt it. It is the music
industry. Okay, exactly. Let's not do that to ourselves. You know what I mean? Shout out to Snoop.
The music industry,
Snoop.
Again, just like the streets, the music industry got its own set of rules. You know, I just was watching Gene Deal on DJ Vlad, and he was talking about...
We talk about Academics?
Wait. What Gene Deal was talking about with P. Diddy, how, you know what I mean, a lot of scenarios, they had actually fell out. He was the security guard at that event where all those people died at when Diddy was coming up. And like 9 people ended up dying, but he said that happened. because Diddy was caught up in his own ways of doing things. So it can kind of happen to anybody in regards to just bad things. You know what I mean? You got to learn from them. But look at all of the bad energy that kind of Diddy had around him for a while. That don't stop people from being around him because he's a good business person, right?
I would suspect that there are maybe a few people who declined to do business with Diddy after some things. We can look at such as the NFL. Shout out to Diddy. I want you to get a team, but we all know that you tried to buy the Panthers and it didn't go through.
Yeah.
You got to get some more distance between some things that have happened to Diddy. Shout out to Diddy.
Mm.
We want to get him, like, I believe in a path to redemption, but we can't act like some people ain't fuck with Diddy because of things that he did. But academics, all right?
What about him?
Top source, top 1% of all podcasters. He had numbers from second behind Joe Rogan last week.
Really?
He had beef. And this is something else that he brought up that I want to talk to everybody out there about. He had a podcaster talk about they're doing a similar numbers academics because they lie. They're lying to the people. They're saying, oh, I did 10,000 views on YouTube. They're a sexual podcast. It's visual. Most people tune in and watch visual things. So if you do a sexual visual podcast,
that's the sad part.
You probably do maybe 10,000 listens. You're not blowing it out the water and on the listening side of it, right?
No.
They had some people out there trying to vouch for these people. Y'all look at Academics page. I don't want to say names of people.
It's the same person that said Russell Westbrook was better than Shaq.
It's a lot of young people out here that got they shit fucked up. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody out there. But yeah, similar conversation piece of Vicious City.
But I mean, I'm kind of stuck on that one right now. I mean, but it is like, we in a time period right now where the sexualization of everything is real. So I mean, I saw a girl that was complaining because she got kicked off of Twitch, which is a gaming service, because she was playing the video games while disrobing and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like, so it's. This is just where we at, you know what I mean? I don't know if people ever go. I was watching the movie Escape from L.A. the other day, you know what I mean? And we not that far off of the movie. So, you know, we just got a lot of things going on, and people want to express themselves sexually in a very public way now, you know? And, you know, if you into that type of lifestyle, that's the type of stuff you subscribe to, I would assume. I think, you know, look at the OnlyFans. That's turned people into some. That's a money making business for the people who like work in the sex industry.
So, do you think with DJ, I want to play some music and talk about A&Rs and some new music that's coming out.
Let's do it.
I got some music updates in my phone I want to bring up. Let's get into some music right now. This is Sauce Twins, Take It Easy, Heartland Radio, ATL, Bishop City in the building. What'd you say, Bishop? What's your name again?
I'm the Disruptor.
Disruptor. Everybody follow me out there. Hit me up. I got a gift for you. If you hit me up right now, at BD the DJ, I'm going to do something special for you. Go ahead, hit me up right now. We're going to get some Sauce Twins. H-Town, what up?
Baby, take it easy, BBSs. I could put you in a Rory, take you out the Lexus. Stay slow out in Cali, bring your ass to Texas. I pour a four up at night and smoke a wood for breakfast. Hey, baby, take it easy, BBSs. I could put you in a Rory, take you out the Lexus. Stay slow out in Cali, bring your ass to Texas. Pour a four up at night and smoke a wood for breakfast. Hey. Slow man, I feel like a Jeezy baby. I left with cash money, I feel like Louisa baby. I west with triple doubles, yeah, this shit too easy baby. I'm MVP, you got a party, come see me. Tell me a town of the TV, my bitch is shipping up Kiki. I'm in Hawaii, Waikiki. Cities are for the best, I'm a wrong number, search for the freak name. I hit a Twitter up, tweet, tweet. You hit the bitch, you block and delete. You niggas ain't shipping like me, but you hit some good replicas. You got some nice moves, etc. But I'm on a different level, bro. How could you ever compare to us? Oh, wait, chill. Baby, take it easy,
Damn, nigga, did you just hear that shit? Bring that shit all the way the fuck back.
Baby, take it easy, BBSs. I can put you in the Rory,
friends on Bruce, Bruce, yeah. You got plans, boo, bring you and your friends too, yeah. Let's make some plans too. Shout when we land, ooh. I'm pulling up fast, ooh. Pulling up fast, too, yeah. Pulling up fast, ooh. 200 my dash, ooh, yeah. I'm pulling up fast, ooh. 200 my dash, too, yeah. Pulling up fast, too. Pulling up fast, too, yeah. Pulling up fast, too. Pulling my fast, too, huh. Came a long way, I'm chasing chill like Jennifer. Stepping chain, made a way, steady making plays. Too solid by my soldier. Step aside, I ain't gon' hold you. Bankroll, that's what we holdin'. Top a dollar till it foldin'. Puffer jacket, keep me clean. Bad ones, I stay rollin'. Robin jeans, super mean. Freshest niggas doin' it. Plain Jane, chop my time. Finish how we movin'. Asher Martin, be the vibes. Luxury, how we do it. Pull up brand new. They ask me what we do. Shout out we ball, shout out we hustle, bitch, that's what we do. Running for a loop before she take me for my loop. Bitch, tell out the lot, ain't gotta say no more to you. Pulling up brand new, brands on Bruce, Bruce, yeah. You got plans, boo, bring you and your friends too, yeah. Let's make some plans too, shout when we land, ooh. I'm pulling up fast, ooh, pulling up fast too, yeah. Pulling up fast, ooh, 200 my dash, ooh, yeah. I'm pulling up fast, ooh, 200 my dash, ooh, yeah. Pulling up ass too, pulling up ass too, yeah. Pulling up ass too, yeah. Rocking with a nigga, really having to the death of me. County cash up in my whip, the hustle got the best of me. Blessing muscle recklessly, I blow those right, no stress to me. Not in place with pleasantries, I'm cutting shit, don't check for me. Soldiers that gon' step for me, I'm plugging, cut connect with me. Shoot my shot is worth it through your main, she obsessed with me. I know that they gon' rap for me. I see why they upset with me. Pulling up brand new, brands on Bruce, Bruce, yeah. You got plans, boo, bring you and your friends too, yeah. Let's make some plans too, shout when we land, ooh. I'm pulling up fast, ooh, pulling up fast too, yeah. Pulling up fast, ooh, 200 my dash, ooh, yeah. I'm pulling up fast, ooh, 200 my dash too, yeah. Pulling up fast too, pulling up fast too, yeah. Pulling up fast too, pulling up fast too, yeah.
Underground over everything.
Y'all know what the fuck going on. Big man, extra motherfucking sauce, nigga. Supersize me and all of that or whatever. Yeah. Throw his shit. He gon' throw his shit. Ice my wrist. Ice around my neck. We don't match up. Hoes did he know that I'm next. I saw my wrist and my neck. Outta here. My bitches go get the bag. These other bitches is pressed. I ain't got time to play with you. Throw the cash, we'll stay with you. Any, many, mighty, mo. Take him for his pockets, then we let him go. If he cry about it, then we know he broke. Tight a nigga for a joke. But that's fine. His homies all up in my DM, ready to backslide. Lord G, send me kiss beat. No, we don't even let that ride. Know a nigga quarterback the verb. That nigga name not Matt Ryan. Blowing up like TNT. If you broke, don't DM me. Love to see when his pockets fat. Cause that mean dad is more for me. Cause throw his shit. He gon' throw his shit. Ice my wrist. Ice around my neck. He gon' spend it cause he know that I'm up next. He gon' spend it cause he know that I'm up next. Throw his check. He gon' throw his check. Ice my wrist. Ice around my neck. He gon' spend it cause he know that I'm up next. He gon' spend it cause he know that I'm up next. If I put this ass on, you know you spent it. Running up this bad bitch, you seeing different things. I had to stay on my motions, get out my pockets, hoe, get hoe.
You know, I'm gonna give this shit like this, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Heartland Hip Hop. You know what I'm saying? And Beat Diddy. You know what I'm saying? Chilling with OG Hoobers at the Ugly Money Me Summit. That's how we get it in.
Bad. Fuck you behind me, I'm doing a dash. Pop on the inches, so bring me the cash, yeah. Bring me the cheese, bring me the stash, bring me the loot, yeah. I'm out here balling money, falling through the roof, falling. It's a pandemic, I'm still popping, I'm the proof.
You want to FaceTime.
Ice my
like a dick that got a key. My composure. I wanna run my hands across your head and kiss your face all over. Baby, I want you here.
You got me calling on a late night. You said you want some FaceTime. You know that I don't play right. I'ma make you wanna sleep tight, baby. Caliente, yeah. Say my name like I'm Beyonce, yeah. I'm a lion searching for her prey. I'ma make you want it every day. When I put it down, baby, better pick it back up. I'm a little thirsty, I need you to fill up my cup. Wanna keep it slow motion like we rocking the boat. Wanna feel your hands around my waist and chin to my throat.
I wanna hear the melody to the song you sing when you're next to me. Your body heat when we're in the sheets, it's like ecstasy. I wanna go nice and slow, tell me where to go, let you be in control. Baby, show me how to move when I'm on top of you. Let me show you what I can do.
Crawling on a late night, you said you want some FaceTime.
He love the motion in these thighs. Now front or back, he slip his side. Drive him crazy every time.
Show you
in the tires when I drive. He pay my bills, he got me tied up. He love me, nah, nah. He love me, nah, 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 nah. Now window down on Ocean Drive. Boy, I got Tommy up and be the next best one, so come on in to Heartland.
Come on, man.
Just so long.
doing is called bullshit. Hey, Shadow Ranks don't like that. So bring that shit back.
Bankhead in the motherfucking building, nigga. You put your heart in, nigga. You gonna land in the right spot, nigga. Ah! God, I don't know, man. I'm geeked up.
Send on this bitch. I know what the fuck going on. Hey. 52 bars.
Hey. When I say that I'm the best, that means these niggas can never compare to me. My cousin got felonies. I can never let a nigga say he ahead of me. They trying to get rid of me, cause they seeing they bitches is really just filling me. I'm fucking originally. The cops be on me cause they see my artillery. You ain't never been killing me. Now you see that I'm busting, you trying to be friends with me. I ain't take you seriously, cause that shit you be saying like, girl, are you kidding me? Like, really, you shitting me? I ain't never been the type to ask for a thing. Like, girl, is you feeling me? If you act right, I might buy you a ring. But these hoes be capping, make shit that you packing. Don't know what happened. These niggas be blessed, so keep you arresting. And whoever one of you know that we on it, we never be lacking. I shout out young papa, we suit as a family, we never be broke. We always be cracking, the money be lasting. There's never subtracting, we always be glassing and never be passing. Bitch, see what I do, spending my time in the stool. I'm in a booth, fuck with me and I'ma shoot. You already know what I do, I'm the highest in the room. Sweep a nigga like a broom, car fast, room, room. Niggas dying too soon, I ain't trying to be cool. I ain't trying to be damn. These bitches be hating like Pam. Might text a nigga like Sam. I'm fucking all on the cam. Them niggas be shooting like Blam. I'm thinking about driving a lamb. So much money they thinking I scam. Like dirt, this is only the fam. I know what to do in the gym. Hey, throwing a gun. If I catch a body, you know I'ma run. Hey, all these rap niggas my sons. I'm still 101. I'm still having fun. Hey, you got a glove with a drum, but ain't got no stripes. I look at you dumb. Hey, fucking that bitch, she come. She thinking we date. I'm sorry, we done.
Hey yo, what up? It's one of them Saints. Give me DJ Drama. Shout out to Hardline Hip Hop. Holla at me one.
Make your mind up. Make your mind up. Bitch, I want everything. Can't make my mind up. Exist a million ways. Can't make my mind up. But I do every day. Like the time's up. I make my mind up. I make my mind up. I had to rise up. The dynamite struck.
Fuck around and blow up. Get your mind right, bitch. The pendulum gon' slow up when the time's right. And it's gonna be a long life. Nah, I ain't just been up early, cause I've been up all night.
They call me Count Dracula, cause I'm getting money, then counting it. And I count it twice, cause I'm losing count. Then count my blessings, some headaches, I can do it out. And all them wrinkles that I see.
It's badass, yellow boy.
I done hit so many lows, I gotta climb up. You want this work, then go and sign up and line up. I can never just let bygones be bygones. I done fucking lost my mind and made my mind up.
Bitch all over me. She wants some. Make your mind up. Make your mind up. This nigga mugging me like he owns some. Make your mind up. Make your mind up.
Nigga, your time's up. I'ma make your knives bust. Never mind, bro. I'd rather get money flip times up. It's funny when times up. Niggas ain't fuck with me till I'm up. I switch my mind, cuz no like yeah when I catch my book.
Heartland Hip Hop. We got all the cuts, nigga.
block. Hey. LFMZ.
They gon' fuck on the exotic dance. Yeah. Atlanta, Atlanta, Atlanta.
Yeah, selling everything, holding shit for us. Came up off the arm and hammer. Tools on me ain't talking hammer. Old school ran a drop a counter. Drinking raw, dirty fountain. Sticks with me, banana. Yeah, lights on me, no cameras. Can no cap shit in Atlanta. Yeah. No cap shit in Atlanta, Lola Bankroll. Trapping out the law, we came from Bandos. Fucking on his eyes and down, scraped out glass, but it used to be counters. Bricks on me, but it used to be ounces. 104, nigga, we don't do ounce. Walk through the strap, don't need no bounce. Fuck nigga, real ain't from Atlanta. I'm from the block, Georgia back, been doing this shit. Overlap, on 9 to 5, really trapping, living this shit. These niggas ain't rap, no middle
man, 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 man,
man, man, man, man, man, man, man, man, man, man, man, man,
man, man,
man, man, man, man, man, man, man, man, man, man, selling everything, holding shit for us. Came up off the arm and hammer. Tool on me, ain't talking hammer. Old school ran a chopper counter. Drinking raw, dirty bounce. Sticks with me, but now lights on me, no cameras. Got no cap shit in Atlanta. Yeah. Top out with my hammer. Badly point no fountain.
It's the Toledo Torpedo, you bitch ass nigga. My baby mama's favorite DJ.
Brandon. I spit by 35, 45, blue strips on some chains of rain. I'ma run it up, hit the block with my dogs, they on the same game. Twist it up, pull it up right now for me, y'all niggas, yeah, they gang bang. How many niggas in the trap gon' shake some? How many niggas in the trap gon' bake some? Better check my persona, I run up the commas. Real street nigga, put that on my mama. Real street nigga, put that on my mama. If you wanna gun drop, then you know I'ma burn. Wanna cook dope shit, come here, I learn. Ain't nobody on that blue shit, nigga, I ain't hurtin'. I'ma get green, nigga, that's for certain. Play, I send hollow tips through the curtain. Don't send no message, nigga, fuck your word. If your boys want smoke, I send it in a bird. Fuck your bitch, nigga, fuck what you heard. I'm serving drunk, it's the first and the third. Serving on lean, you know I be slurred. Nigga can't talk, I put it in a verb. Whoop that coupe round top of the curve. Chill so thick, then you know I'm a curve. I keep a stick like I'm running a purse. I make my bitch keep a drink on her purse. If she get up on you, then you know it's the worst. Fuck round, I pop one of these little fuck niggas. I walk one of these little fuck niggas. Can you know the whole gang gon' come with us? We some untamed silverback gorillas. We some untamed silverback gorillas. Can you know it ain't love, you ain't my nigga. Nigga play pussy, gon' die with him. Better hope you up that fire with him.
A nigga like me, never leave the course. I stay going there, 400 yard dash, let's get it.
Niggas know I'ma eat. I been head first in these streets. Poppin' first, got me bounce to sleep. Keep that 40 rounds on my seat.
I'm a producer, it's only the cool one. I'ma ride the beat like a blow up. I'ma ride the beat like a blow up. And if you can't hit, I'ma saw it.
Yeah, what up, DJ Pushes?
see the chief representing side, smart lane, you say, fucking DCA, now we play, don't play with them, you dig? Time I crank the car, use a key. Push, start, fart, whip, two, this, extended, clips, all good, they been sober. Pour a lot of dope in my soda. Magic City, I'm the owner. Taylor, Steve Harvey, I'm the owner.
6, 5, 6, 5, 7, down very young.
I done came out the muddy. I done put the most white diamonds on the blackest hoes. I'm just turning up my city. I'm just turning up my city. I'm just turning up my city.
I've been turning up for my city. Grab my daddy, mama, sister. I've been through so much lately. Running up the stairs, she damn near took me on the match. CMG, that's who I stand to me.
Joey Production.
Go this moment in history 10 years ago. 10 years ago to everybody out there, Kanye West and Jay-Z dropped Watch the Throne. Ten years ago today. Had some interesting facts about this. Like to hear some? Come on. 436,000 first week, 5-time platinum, top 10 in 15 countries. Wow. Yes, so shout out to Jay-Z, hey. Kanye West. We're still great project. Yeah. So let's talk about it. I mean, the marketing has been great, though, I would say. Huh? Definitely. But you like Watch the Throne, though? I love Watch the Throne. It was great. A masterpiece. Great artwork. I mean, they got records from Niggas in Paris to that I Can't Stop record to that Otis record sample. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's so many songs on there. So many songs. Classic. It definitely grew too. Yeah. The older we got, that actually climbed up. Yeah. Up there. You put that with all the other Kanye albums that got, that adds to one of the classics that Kanye got. Talk about. Yeah, Kanye got about. Eight to nine classic projects. Ooh, that's a lot. That's a lot of classics. That's why he get the respect that he get. Why people waiting on Donda, why he could be working out with people running around him and floating through the gods of heavens, and people going to pay $80 a pop and pay $65 for a brownie and a cookie because he Kanye West. shout out to Kanye. We are talking about the Donda project. What were you about to say about it? I saw a billboard earlier. He was doing push-ups, and the whole marketing was just a picture of him doing push-ups and with the mask over his head. That was the marketing. Okay, shout out to Kanye doing push-ups for marketing. Was it for the Gap, Adidas? You remember? No, it's all in lead promotion for Donda. That's hilarious. It's just Kanye doing push-ups for Donda. That's how intrigued people are with him, apparently. You know, and that's a great to be able to have people that. At your fingertips as a business person, you know, because he could kind of sell them anything. You see, he just hitting them with the event at random. And what I love to see is how fake everybody is in regards to how they do indie people. Because with Kanye, I'm seeing that he could hit you on Monday and tell you that the event going to be Thursday at $80 a head. And everybody show up. You see what I'm saying? But... You know, for everybody else, it'd be harder to get things done. People don't come out the same way for somebody you might know. You see what I'm saying? As opposed to, you know, having that same energy for the indie artist. So I've been loving to see that fake energy in the air because it's like, it's kind of crazy to see. The energy of people that Kanye is able to
to create in people?
Yeah, because, I mean, I love that he able to pack out the Mercedes-Benz, but I'm seeing the people there, and it's like I see these people not support people in different business avenues.
Okay.
Not even like myself, because I don't have an issue with that, but in different areas where I see people who know people, and they don't even ever make time to support their friend's project, but they would hit them with they too busy or they don't have no money. But then they, well, Kanye tell you Monday that it's an event Thursday at $80 a head, yeah, and you got time and the money to do that. It's kind of crazy.
Shout out to those certain people that do have that disposable income all of a sudden, right?
Yeah.
They now, shout out to them. You know what this taught me, though, Bishop? There's more than anything.
Yes.
There's a lot of people out there that is like the ones that you talk about that ain't got the $80, right? The ones that wouldn't even got $5 for their boy.
Yeah.
Right? There's a lot of people that it can't even nickel and dime for their homie.
Man.
So, but there are people, but those same people ain't the same ones that got $80. You feel what I'm saying? A lot of times I'm saying can't nickel and dime people for you is nickel and dimers. So when it come up for the $80, then got, you feel what I'm saying?
I see that, but it's just like, man, I feel like it's going to be a third event and people going to pop up and do the $80 again.
There's going to be a certain amount of, there are a certain amount of people that can't do that. There's a certain amount of people that can't do that at all.
Oh, yeah. It's not that they can or can't. It's just, again, how people decide things and who they support. It's just very interesting. I mean, you know, I'm always people watching and watching characteristics.
Shout out to Kanye. He's earned that a little.
Definitely.
He's earned it.
Again, I'm not mad at it. You know, to be able to put 15,000 to 22,000 people inside of the Mercedes-Benz Stadium who will watch you do push-ups. Mm-hmm. And I saw the most recent one is him. He was just doing push-ups inside of, and it was like maybe 200 people running around him in the circle. Somebody even jumped the barricade and ran and got NFL tackled to the floor. But I mean, that's essentially what it was. And then he floated into the Raptors. You know what I mean? And I mean, I'm sure it was more than that, but people gonna come again. I'm sure it's gonna be a third one, maybe even the fifth one before he even give you the
album. Shout out to everybody that went to one. Shout out to everybody. Also, I want to talk about another subject. Transitioning to people that are able to fill people up to the rafters. KD, Kevin Durant. Shout out to we haven't been on the air since. They want to go.
Oh, yeah.
Of applause. We haven't done a round of applause. Round of applause.
USA won the Olympics, actually. We left with the most medals.
There you go.
Did our thing as usual.
KD also, he got a new contract for 4 years, $164 million.
Hey, them legs did look good, you know. And they was able to get Patty Mills, who also did. Mm-hmm. Australia came in second. They played a...
Australia came in second in amount of medals?
Yeah. No, it was France. Oh. It was France that came in second. My bad, guys. Okay. We beat Australia on the way to the championship game.
We beat Australia. But okay, do you have the medal count? I'm going to look that up.
Yeah, I got it. I'll pull it up.
You got the medal count? Okay. Mm-hmm.
We won by like 20.
Over 20. Like Summer Olympics is one of my favorite Olympics.
Yes, it was great.
I watched some archery. That was pretty interesting. They were shooting it from like 70 yards, Bishop City.
So United States had a... We got 113 medals.
113
United
medals.
States, and then China had 88. Japan had 58. Great Britain had 65. ROC. Oh, that's Russia. Russia had to change their name. They can't use their flag
United
or anything.
States, China, Great Britain.
The top three. 113, 88, 58.
Damn, China.
Yeah, China was right behind us in gold medals, though. We had 39, they had 38.
Mm.
We had 41 silver medals, they had 32.
Mm.
We had 33 bronze, they had 18.
Mm.
That's where we kind of took away.
Yeah, China, we average out better than
China mad right now. It's safe to say that right now.
Shout out to everybody. It's fun to have a little nationalism behind
it. I love it. I'm patriotic 365, so this goes into my list of accolades, because people always be trying to shit on America, but... As usual,
we ain't gotta go.
We perform like we do.
We ain't gotta go to hands. We just beat y'all in whatever.
We just come. We compete everywhere.
Everywhere. You know what I mean? That's what American exceptionalism is really about.
That's what we do. We work hard.
It's about dunking on y'all niggas.
That's the freedom we have in society allows you to be able to keep pushing the thought process and what the limits are. You know, and now sometimes we run into some crazy territory. But, shout you know, it is what makes America at the same time. The shout ingenuity.
Shout out to America, the only place probably in the world that you can have a PG County that produced Katie.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, exactly.
There's no other basketball factory probably like that in the world.
They thought, you know, a lot of analysts was trying to say, because they lost a couple of exhibition games, that they had caught up with us, and the foreign players was now on the same level as the American players and all this other stuff. And then they turned it on as soon as the games got serious. Shut you up. Also had Olympians who ran away from their countries to not go back. You know, they got exemption into these different areas to not go back to their country.
They just want to chill out in Tokyo?
Oh, no, never want to go back to their country. They're escaping, basically.
Well, I guess. I don't know, man. If they want to escape to some other countries, they cool. Is the Japanese okay with it?
I don't understand. No, they're putting them in another country. Hold on, I'm pulling it up now.
They vaccinated? Like, what are we talking about? Because if we're talking about if you can use an extra sprinter in your country, you probably could. You'll find a spot for somebody that's fast.
I mean, hey.
Shout out to Bishop of Crunk.
Shout out Bishop of Crunk.
Mickey in here. What up, y'all?
All right, here we go. I got the story. Mm-hmm. Athlete by the... Wait. Okay. Olympic sprinter Cristiano Chimakakaya has sought protection from Japanese police after refusing an order to fly home to Belarus. So what is this all?
Belarus.
Cristina Takayama's 24 spent Sunday night in a hotel in Tokyo's Haneda Airport after she said she was forcibly taken to the airport on Sunday and forced out of the Olympic Games in Tokyo. She said she was being pressured to leave for criticizing coaches, but the Belarusian Olympic Committee said Ms. Takayama had been taken off the team because her emotional and psychological condition. So she said she's not going. They're trying to get me out of the country without my permission.
Okay, so it sounds like she having a mental breakdown, according to her country. So she having a mental breakdown, and if she just want to stay there, she get some help.
She don't want to go back to her country.
She probably saying a lot of stuff. It sound like she probably the type of person that say a lot of things. She probably talking about Beyonce.
They said it's Belarus safe. Wait, go ahead.
You heard about there's a girl named Copeland. Cappy Poindexter.
Cappy Poindexter. What about?
She's one that accused Barack Obama. I mean, LeBron. Some things she accused. She talked about relationships with Beyonce. She talked about other things. And they said that she's having mental issues, right? She had a breakdown.
They were saying the same thing about Jaguar Wright. She was kind of saying some wild allegations that she entitled to make, I guess.
So they're saying the same thing about this girl in Belarus.
Well, so, I mean, yeah, she entitled to do that. But you see Tokyo, which I try to explain to people in America, yeah. Y'all don't got civil rights in all these other countries. So you're going to have to leave.
That's funny.
You know, I know everybody thinks you can just come in here, but that's not how other countries work. It doesn't exist.
I think she gets 6 weeks in the bed, then she got to go.
No, they're not giving her that much.
She's having a breakdown, bro. Give her 6 weeks.
These countries don't play that. 45 days.
All right, maybe 2 weeks. But she's going to go eventually, though. She's going to have a short-term stay. I hope they don't do her too wrong. Shout out to her and her and thing. Allegedly, she's saying she all right, but her country's saying that she's bat crazy. So,
yeah, we're going to see, man. I mean, you know.
Who do you believe?
Good decisions.
Who do you believe, you listener? Who y'all believe? Hit me up, B Diddy the DJ. Y'all believe the country or believe her? Because I'm kind of, I'm for real stuck, Bishop. I don't know. What you think?
I think that she got the right to, well, I don't know what the rights is in her country. And apparently Tokyo not respecting them either. Speaking of getting in trouble in different countries, mm-hmm. Lil Baby opened up about his arrest in Paris during Fashion Week. I felt like a kid.
I saw him do an interview with the Icebox. Is that from the Icebox?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He said, I'm like, if I don't get out Friday, I'm going to get out Monday. I ain't trying to miss my show on Saturday. After receiving calls and texts asking if he was okay, he was adamant that he was not. I'm like, I know y'all see me going to jail. They're like, you good? Like, nah, N-word. I'm not good. He continued, I'm in this tripping. I went to jail a lot of times, right? But they speak English. So this like my first time going to jail.
you not doing that. No, I'm not good justice. Because in the interview, my man, no, I'm not good had a little tear in it.
Oh yeah,
it was a lot of
everybody changed once the government get their hands on them. That's why you stay out of the streets, okay? But like he didn't do a good crime. He didn't do anything that would get him in too much trouble. So what he did only was like a $400 fine in Paris, which was having weed, which wasn't anything for him. It's 200 euros. It's 400 American plus. Maybe like 300. You know, the currency changes. They money a little stronger than ours currency wise.
Yeah, I mean it was a small crime.
Yeah.
Shout out to the baby.
But when you go talk about leaving the country and going to these other countries, uh-huh. Just understand the rules are different when you go on different land, which little baby had to find out the hard way, unfortunately.
All right. I want to shout out to Bobby Bouton, the winningest football coach ever died. Man. Interesting facts about Bobby Bouton. His record was 377, 129-4, and in bowl games is 21-10-1. And he played for Alabama. He was also a Pi Kappa Alpha fraternity member. 91 years old, Bobby Bouton passed away.
Man, I mean, he made it so far. You know what I mean? Florida State University, right?
Florida State University, consistent excellence.
Coach Deion Sanders.
Yes, Coach Deion Sanders.
I mean, since so many people. I mean, he coached Warwick Dunn, and that was me. I mean, so many people that come out of Florida State, you know. Again, I always tell people, they give sports a bad rap and try to throw slavery and stuff on it. These games change people's lives.
Bobby Bouton, for sure, talking about changing lives. You just named Florida State players. I was hesitant to think about it. I was going to start naming players, but then I thought, Bobby Bouton probably affected everybody.
Yeah.
If we look at, just look at the people that have said, rest in peace, Bobby Bouton, on the internet. Users, go ahead, look at it. There's going to be people from all kind of colleges, all over the world, that have just not Florida State. So Bobby Bouton is a very important person for the game of football, period.
I mean, he is. And, I mean, this is what I talk to people about impact. And it's okay to have impact, because that's what you want to seek out. And you can have impact in your own little niche. All you got to do is take care of the 3 feet in front of you and stay focused.
You know, I think about Bishop talking about staying focused and focusing on 3 feet ahead of you. I think about those schools. Like, shout out to Tucker High School. If y'all listening, hit me up at BD the DJ. Everybody out there listening at BD the DJ. Tucker High School is one of those places that remind you of being focused on 3 feet ahead of you. They are, like, multiple time football champions right there in the middle of east side of Atlanta. State champion, so it's like you understand that they care about their school some kind of way. Like, I feel like if you come from an area, now you may feel different about this, but I feel like if you from Tucker, y'all care about what's going on because y'all care about the school, the high school. So that means that y'all care about the rest of the city by de facto, the 3 feet in front of you, like you basically need your kids. It feels, I like that about different places. That's how important the game of football is to me. Because it's also often a reflection how much you care about the 3 feet in front of you.
Yeah.
Is that kind of too deep, Mr. City? Yeah, I mean, everybody hit me up.
It's never too deep, man. I mean, you always want to take it there. But it's always going to be environmental. You know, as I get deeper and deeper in my journey in government, I learn that it's all environmental. You know, a lot of the stuff that we go through is just strictly based on the decisions that go on inside of the environment you're in. Because you can meet people who from different environments that have never experienced any of those crazy things. And they come in all ethnicities. It's not just white. You know, I know black people who grew up with elevators in their house. You know, I could never have thought of anything like that. But, you know, in my mind growing up, I wouldn't have thought that black people had stuff like that. But they didn't have any of the experiences I've ever had. And that's the type of environment you should want to seek out to be able to provide. And if not to that level, you know, do your best. But again, that's how you have impact, like Bouton. You know what I mean? You go in, how to take care of the people in front of you. That way, when you leave, everybody going to celebrate you.
Let's talk about celebrating. Let's talk about our updated real quick. This is City. We're going to talk about our roll call. Shout out to people that have been following us. What's your top five city, Bishop?
Top five cities? Let's get into it, because you know the roll call is something crazy every week we get into.
Yes.
Oh, man, I hit it and it went real green. That's what I'm talking about. So let's get into
what's what I see, them greens and the analytics.
All right, so
shout out to all y'all.
Atlanta still holding it down at number one. Chi-Town coming in at number two. Denver at number three. New York at number four. You're staying in there, New York. And Aurora at number 5. So Colorado in there twice. Y'all are still intact.
Shout out to Colorado. I got Charlotte, Columbus, New York, Toledo, and Atlanta still tuning in to
come
the
on.
Kid.
Come
so,
on.
So thank you, Bishop City, for being here and co-hosting this show with me. Thank you for partnering with me. Thank you for everybody out there that's listening, for listening to the podcast. We see y'all, the consistent ones.
That's what it's about. Just about to say that, man. The consistency we're having is just, it's making the show better. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we're able to get better with every week. And that's what we seek to be able to do as creators, to be able to bring good content to our listeners, because y'all the ones that make us who we are, which is why we planning this Heartland Boom Festival September 5th as the biggest thank you that we could ever give, because y'all been supporting us this whole time. We almost pushing a year. We done toured the country, guys. We done went to Chicago. We done went to North Carolina. We done went to Alabama. We done went to Denver. And now we're bringing it back to Atlanta, and that's where it all started. So we can't say thank you enough. It's you guys that make all of this stuff possible. We could have went to Denver, and no one came. You know what I mean? Because we weren't from there.
Right.
But that isn't how it went. So that's how y'all strong. That's how strong y'all are rocking with us, and we're just gonna reciprocate that energy and throw it back at y'all like the Black Panther suit. Yiddy!
Shout out to King D, and I know. He is a warrior too. You know what I mean? This man rocks every time, regardless of anything that's going on. King D gonna make sure that we straight, or he gonna make somebody shit. He be here 90% of the time, yo.
I mean, he
I would say
95.
Like you doing A plus work, King D.
KD is a program director.
You know what I'm saying? Your attendance grade is very satisfactory, and I appreciate it, King D. I appreciate the energy, man. You know what I mean? Make sure y'all mess with King D's show. Tomorrow is going down.
Members only.
I mean, we got to get some of these shout-outs at the beginning, man. Members only. You know what I mean? Everybody make sure you tune in. B Diddy, the DJ on Instagram.
Well, you know, the shout-outs is good at the end for you to be able to just, you know, hear that as you go off.
I'm going to start doing them at the beginning. Cause
y'all
have
so many, you should do them the whole show.
We really should.
Really, you know what I mean? Yeah, that's a fact.
I really want to do it like, I really want to start doing it where we have like giveaways every break. We come back in, we give some away. Right now, I'm just going to go ahead and hit people with a promo. I'm going to see what artists I might be able to give them into. Now, I mean,
guys,
I might have some going.
This is what we talk about when we're saying getting better, guys.
Festival,
see, this
I mean?
Is why you got to stay in tune, because we're getting better with every show. You know, so, hey, September 5th again, go ahead, write that down. Mm-hmm. We're going to be in the building. If you want to perform, DM us. Let's get to it.
The mixtape is coming out. The high anticipated Exotic Network is coming out. This is two official, DJ Blaze, DJ Marcy, DJ 45, and BD the DJ. Oh my goodness, we gonna
have. I might have to get y'all the exclusive Wooster record for that one. I might have to get y'all an exclusive right, Wooster record right there. Cause two official definitely got a record on Wooster. That's hard.
Okay. That, all right. See, each DJ is gonna have their own slots, right? So, two official, and y'all already know what y'all got going on.
Yeah.
I know I'm going to need my own Wooster record, though,
too.
I got 10 slots.
Get you exclusive.
They're going on for $99. You know what I mean? So, hit me up right now. It's going to have DJs from 5 different states.
Mm.
Yeah, pretty much.
See, that's what I'm saying.
That's hard.
That's the growth. And we didn't have this in the beginning of this when we first started.
No.
This is how growth happens, guys. You go out. Do the Chicago tour, meet Chicago people, expand your brand. Go to Denver, expand your brand. So that's just how we rocking. Go out, touch some people in a way that's corona friendly.
That's hilarious. Dominate 5, don't forget, Dominate 5 is coming.
That's what I'm waiting on.
Oh my God, Dominate 5 is going to be time for it, because this is going to be the end of the third quarter, right? So third quarter, fourth quarter is when I put them out.
Yeah.
So I got some time. I might, but. So,
what is the animal going to be on the cover?
That's going to come out soon. That's going to come out
soon.
That's
what I want to know.
I got some ideas. Hit me up at B Diddy the DJ. I figure out why my name is B Diddy. Why we still got like a minute, right?
Hit me with it real quick.
All right. So, you know my name, my government name.
Yeah.
Brandon Dix, right? And then people call me. Some people call me B Dix. But then my friend Brian Vilplatt,
From Villepat, Louisiana, started calling me B Diddy to kind of swag it out. And then I started going by, and then other people in the dorm, B Diddy to swag it out. And then B, because B Dix, B Diddy. Then I put B Diddy Dollars on Instagram.
Did your football coach swag it out?
My name in football was way worse.
Did he call you Dix?
That was worse.
Dick.
You want to talk about that? You don't want to talk about football?
We ain't got no time. We ain't got no time.
Because that's a whole other category. B Diddy came in college. And I stopped playing football in high school.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, man, go ahead and get them to drop on out of here. Tell them how that champagne should be.
May all your pay like, taste like champagne. May your tears be tears of joy. Wealth is to be shared and not to be owned. Thank you for tuning to Heartland Radio ATL.